With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I just saw this note from Maureen on our Facebook page. I told you we were going to highlight the good news, and we're going to start every show from now until I'm back at CBS Sports Radio headquarters and maybe beyond. But we're going to start every show with good news, because who right now doesn't need some good news? Maureen just posted this a few minutes ago. Just found out my husband's cancer is in remission after a very long and tough fight. Awesome. That's not a little piece of good news. That is earth-shattering, amazing news. Maureen, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm sure, like many of you, I have friends, family members who are going through cancer treatments right now. And so, of course, they're more susceptible. My friend Sandy just finished up 3 weeks of radiation against brain tumors. And the doctors are confident that they found them in time. She'll get tested again in 2 months. But it's been a pretty tough road for the past 3 weeks, even at one point having seizures before they adjusted some of her medication. I've got another friend who is younger than me going through chemotherapy for her breast cancer and is also facing another surgery at the end of her chemotherapy. All of us have those types of stories from friends or family in our lives. And so the fact that we can share this piece of news from Maureen, I think we can all identify being able to celebrate something like that. And so cool that many of you are thankful that you're still working. That is also something to be thankful for. I'm just going to be honest, because there's no point in not telling you the truth. I've had this tendency over the last week to complain about being at home, to complain about the fact that I don't have a clock, to complain about the fact that I have zero control over the radio show right now. And there's always this voice that says to me, shut up. You have a job. You have a job that you love. Shut up and appreciate that and be grateful. So it gets me right back on the path. He's pretty prompt and pretty loud at reminding me that I need to focus on the positive and be thankful for what I have instead of complaining about minor inconveniences. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's good to have you on board. Lots of you are finding us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And so I just finished my CBS Sports Minute. I haven't recorded it yet, but Rob Manfred was my inspiration. If you missed it, he was a guest with Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter. We have permission to use his comments because I think they're pertinent. They're certainly poignant. He believes that baseball will be back and will be back with a vengeance.
I think it will mark a real milestone in the return to normalcy. I think you saw it after 9/11.
Completely
in terms
agree.
Of the resumption of play. You know, I was there in Shea Stadium that night that we began playing. It was one of the most memorable games I've ever attended. It's an honor for our sport to be regarded in a way that we have been part of our country coming back from some horrific events, and we hope that we can play a similar role with respect to this one. You know, Scott, I agree with you about opening day. One of the things that we've worked really hard at is to try to provide our fans with some alternative, some connection to our game during this hiatus. And we have opening day at home, a program that our content people have put together, all of our major partners, including ESPN, Fox, all of our social media partners are participating. We're making available an unprecedented amount of content to our fans tomorrow, a social experience to go along with that through social media, because attending a game is obviously a social event for most people. And we hope it'll be a little distraction for people tomorrow in a very difficult time.
That's Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Major League Baseball, on with Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter on ESPN Wednesday evening late. And he's referring to the fact that Thursday is opening day. Now, the stadiums and the ballparks are dark, but there are going to be opportunities for fans to participate in some virtual opening day activities. So you make sure you check that out on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday was supposed to be full of baseball. Thursday was also supposed to be the start of the Sweet 16 in March Madness. So every now and then I get this twinge and I remember, oh man. Man alive, this is supposed to be one of the busiest times of the year. I've chosen not to focus on it because it does me no good. It does me no good to miss the sports that I love. And they'll be back. I know they'll be back. Instead, you know, there's preparation for the show and trying to find other ways to talk sports here on CBS Sports Radio. But yeah, when I hear play-by-play or when I think about, it's the end of March. It's the end of March, and I haven't watched a sporting event in weeks. It's just surreal. 855-212-4227. In light of what Rob Manfred said, and in light of the fact that sports do have this uncanny ability to help us heal, sometimes we don't even want to, or we don't even realize we need to, and yet sports still unite us and bring us together. They make us smile when we don't think we can. They fill us with joy when we think it's impossible. Can you remember a time when sports brought you back? So again, you can find us on Twitter or on Facebook, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. We'll get to some QB news a little later in this hour. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Let's see. Let's talk to Robin, who's listening in California. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. Glad to talk to you again. I've talked to you about 3 times in the last 3 years.
Oh, okay. Well, great to hear from you.
Yeah, I got a quick story about how sports brought me back, and I need to ask you a question about the only sport that hasn't been canceled yet this year.
Okay.
First of all, my story about how sports brought me back was last May, my mom passed away at about 8:30 in the morning, and when I got back from the convalescent hospital about 1 o'clock, when I finally stopped crying for a little while, I turned on the TV, and there was my beloved San Francisco Giants.
Mm.
And I said, Mom, thank you. Because, you know, the Giants aren't on TV very often down on, because I live in basically the L.A. sports area, so you knew see a lot of Dodgers. But you don't see a lot of Giants, so I thought, that Mom sent to put that game on for me today. It had to be her.
Aww. Yeah, it's amazing those things that we share, too. And you don't really think about them until after the fact.
Yeah.
But my maternal grandmother is the one that really got me involved in watching baseball on a nightly basis, because she would sit and she would watch the Braves. Remember when the Braves were on TBS? And so that was the big cable network that she could get. And she would watch the Indians, too, because she was in Northeast Ohio. But a lot of times she would sit in her chair every evening and she would watch the Braves. And that's how I got involved. I would visit her, and I would sit with her and I would watch baseball in the evenings, and she loved it. It was her go-to every night, and to share that with people that we love is really special.
A sport that hasn't been canceled yet?
What's that?
When are we going to find out that the WNBA season's not going to go on? I mean, they were going to have a split season this year anyway because of the now postponed Olympics. I think they play half. So when is the WNBA commissioner going to come out and pretty much cancel the WNBA season?
Huh. Has that not happened? I guess I kind of lost track of that in all of the hullabaloo. Huh.
I know, because, I mean, they play a split season anyway. They play half the season in an Olympic year, then they resume back after the Olympics. But I'm just waiting for her to come out and say something.
Interesting.
I'm going to have you try to keep us informed on that one, because I know
you love
women's basketball.
Right. So, of course. So here's Kathy Engelbert is the WNBA commissioner. And So this was the latest that I could find, going back to March 12th. This is after the NBA decided to suspend its season. And of course, many WNBA teams share the facilities with the NBA teams. And so the release just says, well, we continue to scenario plan around our upcoming events and season, including the draft scheduled for April 17th, the start of training camp on April 26th, and the tip of the WNBA season on May 15th. Further details will be shared later this month. Interesting. That's the last I see. So if someone else has something different, I mean, certainly games, you would think the season would be in jeopardy. They're not going to be able to use their arenas if the NBA is still dark.
That's true.
Wow.
I'm just hoping they resume after what would have been their Olympic break and they play at least half a season. It'd be a shame if we lost the March Madness for the women and the men and the softball and the women. There weren't ever any women's sports. I would like to see something this year.
Right. Golf and tennis, obviously, but those are individual sports. And certainly they're in the same type of holding pattern right now, too. Yeah, that's interesting. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I hadn't thought about that. It's just kind of you assume that everything is postponed or canceled right now, you know?
It was a pleasure to talk to you again, Amy, and I listen to you every night. And thanks for being there for us.
Oh, gosh. No, you're welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Robin, it's great to hear from you. We'll talk to you again soon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's check in with Adam, who's in Philadelphia.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Amy.
Sure.
Are you considering A Law Arena? I'd rather Lawrence Arena.
I really don't want to name it after me. I was kind of thinking this would be an opportunity to name it after like something in pop culture, something in entertainment. Can I tell you the truth? The name that I'm kind of stuck on right now, I was hoping for something from Star Wars, and it may still be that way. But a listener wrote in last night and mentioned Tranquility Base, which was the name of the spot where they landed on the moon. And I thought that was something that I could use, Tranquility. So I thought that one was interesting, too. I haven't quite decided, but I will put up a poll. I just don't want it to be about me, because the show really doesn't belong just to me. It belongs to everybody who listens.
Well, maybe you'll get a bank to sponsor your spare room.
Oh, I don't think I'm that lucky, man. I don't think I'm that famous either. Thank you so much for your phone call. 855-212-4227. That's funny. I've never been in that kind of a spotlight. I'm pretty good chugging along in my relative anonymity. Let's see. On our Facebook page, love your good news. Some of your good news makes me happy. And, I wanted to read some more of your memories of when sports brought you back. So I think these are really important too. On Twitter, I saw one that came from a Boston Bruins fan. I attended the first Bruins game after the marathon bombing. That's the night we sang our hearts out with Renee Rancourt leading us in the Star Spangled Banner. Truly one of the most defining moments in sports for me. Yeah, it's not even the game. This is Billy on Twitter. Not even the game that he remembers, but singing the national anthem, belting it out with an arena full of people. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that gives you chills that you never forget. Aaron on Twitter, WWE SmackDown post 9/11, followed by the Subway series that year. It taught us to always remember and how to slowly let life return to normal. Yeah, sometimes it's even against our own hearts. Our hearts fight us and say, no, we can't go back to quote unquote normal. We can't go on with our lives because that's disrespectful to the people that we've lost or to the tragedy or the natural disaster that we just came through. How can we possibly think about sports? And yet in their uncanny way, sports allow us to heal and remind us that it is okay to move forward. It doesn't mean you forget. It just means that it's a tribute. It's actually an honor, honoring to those people that we've lost in some cases, that you don't stop living. You don't stop smiling. You don't stop trying. So again, thank you for all of your tweets. I'll get back to your Facebook posts as well. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Interesting words from the NFL, of course, released on social media on Wednesday about the NFL draft. So we'll let you know the latest there. It's a bit of a conundrum for the league and for its teams. And then in addition, we'll do some QB news at the bottom of the hour because When is there not QB news? The apocalypse could I can't say the word. What word, Amy? The apocalypse. I'm such a dork. I talk for a living. The apocalypse. How many syllables is that? The apocalypse could happen and we would still be talking about quarterbacks. It's one of those blessings of being an American sports fan. I'm such an idiot. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Your third down from the 3-yard line. Carr is going to throw it. Steps up. Can't find anybody open. He's going to run with it. Stay on his feet. He's got open. Dive in zone. Touchdown, Raiders. What a move by Derek Carr. His second rushing touchdown ever. Oh, my. He went airborne.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's Raiders football, whether it's Oakland, whether it's Vegas. It's Raiders football. It's play-by-play, and that definitely gets my juices flowing. By the way, many of you pointed to the Raiders logo as one of the all-time classics. Remember earlier in the week, it was our first show from the home studio. We were asking you cool versus cringy logos, and many of you pointed to the Raiders as one of those cool, classic, epic, recognizable logos that has stood the test of time. If you didn't have a chance to go back and look at some of the fun minor league logos, there were tons of them that were posted on our Facebook page. We have lots of goodies on our Facebook page. There have been all kinds of show questions and conversations that are going back and forth among you as listeners, and we appreciate all of the traffic, to be sure. At some point, so it probably won't happen. The show's going so fast now. It probably won't happen until we get to this final show of the work week that'll be coming up on Thursday night into Friday morning. But we'll give you the options. We've narrowed it down. Options for naming the home studio. For those of you who don't know, back when I first started with CBS Sports Radio, it was in month number one. So 2013, month number one, we had a contest to name the show After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, we got some, I'll just be honest, awful submissions, awful suggestions, some creepy ones as well. But we did come away with a gem, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And so we're still using that name. I hope we aren't using the home studio for too much longer, but it definitely needs a name while we are here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. 855-212-4227. Whether you have a time in your life when sports helped you to heal, it's good to hear those stories, or whether you want to share some of your good news. That's fun stuff too. And I kind of feel like the timing couldn't have been more perfect this week, because just last night on the show, we were talking about ways that baseball could pick up the season, salvage the season, maybe trim the season or extend the season, ways that the schedule could be tweaked so that it would still fit, despite the fact that a couple of months likely have been lopped off. And now here's Rob Manfred saying, yes, baseball will be back and will be part of the recovery, to be sure. And it's a common theme. You hear that from various figureheads in sports. So Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, is a completely different sport. He was on CNBC on Wednesday, and he had kind of a similar theme where he said that when the NBA gets back on the court, and he believes it'll happen sometime in May, that's kind of right now the target for Adam Silver and the league. He believes the same thing, that basketball and sports, restarting them up, they can actually bring people together despite the fear, the anxiety, the uncertainty right now. And let's be honest, even if you are rich and you have as much money as Mark Cuban, there's still plenty of uncertainty.
When you deal with imperfect information, you make imperfect decisions, and there's no reason to rush this. I'd rather err on the side of caution. I'm not going to, tell people to go to work when I'm uncertain. And, not as only is it a safety issue, it's a business issue. How companies respond to that very question is going to define their brand for decades. If you rushed in and somebody got sick, you were that company. If you didn't take care of your employees or stakeholders and put them first, you were that company. And particularly with the Gen Z and millennial generations, that's going to be unforgivable. So not only is it smart to take care of your employees, but it's also good business. And that's the way I'm looking at it.
I appreciate that Mark Cuban recognizes what's most important now, which is taking care of people who work for you, taking care of your employees, and expanding that a little bit, taking care of your family, taking care of your neighbors, taking care of your space, making sure that you're checking in on those people around you and offering help. And you know what else it does, at least for me? It gets me out of myself. It gets me out of my own little bubble. It gets me away from my brain that's racing and thinking about what happens if, what happens if, what happens if. Yeah, there's no way to answer those questions. And yet still sometimes they keep me from resting and keep me from sleeping. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, this is a legit thing. I got to tell you this really quickly, and then we'll get to Troy, who's in New Hampshire. Live free or die, baby. So my cat, older cat, not the annoying one, Sugar, but the older one who's 18 years old, I've had her since she was 3 weeks. Oh my gosh, I used to be able to hold her in the palm of my hand. Now she's 18 and she's sick. I mean, she's okay, but she does have a mass on her pancreas, and I've chosen not to go to put her through the whole mess of doctor's appointments and operating and all that jazz. I'm just going to let her live out her life because she still purrs. She still eats. She still grooms herself. You know, she's still a relatively healthy cat, even though she's lost a bunch of weight. And I struggle to get her to eat. It's hard to get to figure out what she can eat. Dry food is hard for her because she doesn't really use her teeth anymore. But she has all her teeth. But she doesn't chew her food a lot of times. She just kind of licks it and then swallows it. Don't ask. I have no idea. Anyway, I've tried a bunch of different wet food because that seems to be what she'll eat without any trouble. And I bought this big package of Iams. I think it's tuna wet food. She does not like it. She refuses to eat it. And now I have a box, probably, oh my gosh, maybe 20 packages of tuna wet food from Iams, which is good quality food for my cat. And she will not eat it. I am not going to throw it away. I offered it to my neighbor. She said her cat eats a different kind of food and she doesn't want it, whatever. My animal hospital's closed right now, so I can't go and donate it there. So I'm being so serious here. If you send me a tweet or if you call up and Chris will answer the phone and let me know that you need cat food, I'm happy to send it to you. If you need some from your cat, I can't throw it away. And I don't know anyone else who is local who has a cat or anyone else who needs it. So if there's somebody out there who needs some cat food, good quality food, I'll send it to you if you need it. So if you want to find me on Twitter or on Facebook, we'll try to work that out. Or if you want to call to CBS Sports Radio headquarters, because that's exactly what Chris wants to do right now. Let's talk to Troy, who's in New Hampshire. Welcome to After Hours.
Hello, Amy. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I understand. I like listening to your show, and you're from New Hampshire. Correct.
Yes, I grew up in Concord.
I've lived in Concord since 1995.
Wow.
So, oh yeah, both my daughter and my son went through the Concord school system, mm-hmm. through Conant, through Runlet Middle School, through Concord High School. So, know very much about Concord. Two questions for you. This coronavirus, what are your thoughts in terms of where it started? And then my other question to you.
Wait, as in like China?
Well, in China, but how did it start from what you know? And then my other question is about March Madness. Will it start up, continue, go on?
No. No, actually, the NCAA has not only canceled March Madness for all of its divisions, but they've canceled all of their spring sports as well. So there are no more college sports until we would get to the point of the fall, which would be soccer, sometimes lacrosse and football. But there has been a big conversation about whether or not that's even going to happen, depending on how long we're in this pattern, this holding pattern of sheltering in place and staying home. There's some talk, and I think it's premature, but what do I know, that there would not be students allowed on campus even to start the fall semester. So I understand that universities have to think ahead just in case. I am believing that's not going to be an issue and that football will not be affected when it gets to the season. But at least for now, there are no more college sports until we would get to fall semester.
Okay. Well, so did you go to Concord High School?
I went to Concord Christian High School.
Concord Christian. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Right, yep. Across from the Cap. In fact, we were two blocks from the Capitol building. It's right downtown. Oh, yes. You know where, yep, I used to go every afternoon? Granite State Candy Shop.
So, I've been there.
Yeah, I know. It's so great. You,
Good chocolate.
I was going to say, you feel like you gained 10 pounds when you walk in the door. It's one of my favorite childhood memories. Mom used to give me a couple of coins, and I'd go over and fill a bag of gummy bears if I could. So, awesome. Thanks for calling. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it. 855-212-4227. I'm serious about the cat food. If somebody needs some cat food, let me know. No, I'm not calling my home studio the COVID cantina. That's gross. We're not giving any more power to COVID-19. But if you have some other names, I've kind of decided on the ones I'm going to put out there for a vote. But if you have a late submission and you want to pass it along, either on Twitter or on Facebook, and I'm serious about the cat food. If you need some cat food, you let me know because I'm happy to send it to you. There was something else I was going to say. Oh my gosh. Okay. Before we take our break, some other fun news to share. I think I did put this on Twitter, so maybe some of you saw it, but a lot of you as teachers or even as parents who have students, you're adjusting to remote learning. You're adjusting to having your kids take their classes from home, whether they're watching videos, whether they're in a Zoom chat room where they have to log in and listen to a lecture, whether they're doing all of their coursework online, whatever it is. Well, it's a huge adjustment for the teachers as well. My mom is a math teacher, does not like technology. I mean, it's probably the thing. Well, she has said it's the thing that's going to drive her to retire, though here she is still teaching full time at 73. But can you imagine trying to teach calculus? She teaches AP calculus and algebra 2 and geometry. She teaches those classes. But how do you do that online when you don't have a blackboard? You don't have a whiteboard. And plus, my mom is she's not comfortable with technology. Anyway, so she was all frustrated over the weekend. She was crying. She was ready to quit in the middle of the school year because her school administration told all the teachers, you have to record these videos on your cell phone, then you have to upload them to YouTube. And I think I mentioned last week, she had no idea what that meant, upload to YouTube. So I coached her. I coaxed her. Her husband said he's never been more patient or understanding in his entire life. He was sending me texts all day Saturday. I've never been more understanding in my entire life because my poor mom was in tears. She gets very, she's like me. I get it from her. We're very emotional. And when something's wrong, we get upset and we just run with it. Anyway, my mom, 73 freaking years old, practiced all weekend. Like I said, I coached her. I told her how to do it. Don't use your cell phone. Use your laptop. Put it in a position. Don't worry about staring at the camera the whole time. La, 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 la. Just all these things that we did to help her. She practiced and practiced. And now she's doing videos for her high school students and posting them to YouTube like she's been doing it her entire life. My mother is an internet sensation at 35 years old. 35. That's not my mom. At 73 years old. I don't know why I said 35. She's an internet sensation like she never was at 35 years old because there was no internet at 35. Anyway, so proud of her. And for those of you teachers and professors out there, I'm really proud of you too, because this is not easy. And yet you're committed to your students. You're committed to education and you've determined that you're going to do whatever it takes. So kudos to you. Thank you for your dedication. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. QB News coming up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Have the off-season blues?
Blake Bortles delivers to his tight end.
Mariota drop, fires downfield. It's caught to the 5, to the end zone. Oh, my goodness.
How about the Hail Mary from Winston?
He's to the 5. He's in for the touchdown.
What a play by Manning.
Rodgers.
In the end zone. It is caught for the win.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
It doesn't matter what's happening in our world. It doesn't matter what type of crisis we're in. QB News is always available. Have you noticed that? That's the one thing that we've talked about every single day since all of sports was shuttered due to the coronavirus. Still quarterback news. And we still don't have all of our answers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's interesting to hear Ron Rivera, now head coach of the Washington Redskins, do an interview with Kyle Bailey. Now, he's part of our Charlotte affiliate, is on a show called The Clubhouse, WFNZ. He's been a guest on our show before and has a relationship with Coach Rivera from his time with the Panthers. Well, not only was Coach Rivera willing to comment on the Redskins quarterback situation, but he was also willing to comment on Cam Newton and what we saw from the former NFL MVP over the past year and a half.
Yeah, the 2016 season. The unfortunate, play of the 2016 season was probably the one thing that I always reflect and just wish it could have been different. Just everything from losing the game, the opener to Denver in Denver, to Michael Orr getting hurt, to some of the other injuries that happened that season, and then Cam getting hurt in the San Diego game. I mean, that season really, to me, it was really the kind of the crux of it all in terms of, the slowdown and then kind of the spiral. I mean, if you go back and look at what happened in 2016, I think that's the season I point to as, I wish we could have had things differently there.
Coach Ron Rivera actually going much farther back than what a lot of people do when they look at the decline of Cam Newton. I think many of us would say you go back to that midway point of the 2018 season, where was it 7 losses in a row for the Carolina Panthers? And we could steadily see the decline in Cam's ability to throw the ball and the shoulder issues. And then the foot issues this past year where he tried and tried to come back, but ultimately was put on IR. And now he's been released by the Panthers. So obviously, very often in football, as your quarterback goes, so goes your team. Not always, but very often those two things are directly tied together. Well, in the case of Cam Newton, the Carolina Panthers, it was a steady decline, according to Ron Rivera. And think about the other changes that have taken place. Rivera relieved from his duties, and he's now got a new job. You've got Matt Rhule, a brand new coach in the NFL, but you've also got a new quarterback. You've got various guys that Rhule's bringing in, both on the coaching staff and on the roster, that he's comfortable with. It's a new era. And Ron Rivera points back to 2016 as the season that started that downward spiral. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Now, plenty of questions, not just about Cam, who says he is free and hungry, by the way, and he's passed a physical, but also about the Panthers QB situation. And then Ron Rivera's new team, Dwayne Haskins, drafted last year in the top 15. It was a tough spot to throw him in, but he did get his first reps in the NFL this past year. There was also Case Keenum. There was Colt McCoy. They were both injured. The devastating injury to Alex Smith, even the year before. It's been a mess at quarterback. They traded for Kyle Allen. But what does Ron Rivera see in the Washington Redskins starting job?
Kyle's a young quarterback. He's had some success. He's good in the locker room. He understands what I'm looking for. He understands what Scotty's looking for. So hopefully we can take that and use it to our advantage with our new team.
I mean, is Dwayne Haskins your starting quarterback? I mean, is that what you're going into camp believing, or are these guys going to compete?
That's what we're going to camp believing, but they're going to compete. I mean,
yeah.
At the end of the day, nobody knows what's going to happen. So we've just got to get ourselves ready and really like who we have in terms of our young quarterback. But Kyle's also a young guy that's got a live arm that understands the game, understands how we do things. So I'm excited about what this potential could be.
Ron Rivera says, oh, yeah, they're going to compete. he's not giving that starting job to anyone. But once again, there's the issue of familiarity. If you can bring in guys that you're familiar with in your locker room, on your roster, if you know what you're getting in a quarterback like Kyle Allen, well, there's already a trust that's been established there. Ron Rivera doing the same thing in Washington that Matt Rhule has done in Carolina, that Mike McCarthy has done in Dallas, that every coach does when he's first starting out in a new place, in a new space, in a new challenge. You bring in people, you surround yourself with people that you are comfortable with. Once again, Kyle Bailey, WFNZ from the Clubhouse, our Charlotte affiliate, in that conversation with new Redskins coach Ron Rivera. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You missed it earlier. We talked about Joe Montana's cryptic remarks that somebody made a mistake in letting Tom Brady leave New England. Somebody messed up. He believes that Tom Brady wanted more control and they weren't going to give it to him in New England. Ben Volen covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe, and he's got a bit of a different perspective.
I think Tom Brady saw the writing on the wall and saw that the Patriots were hoping he would take the hint and move on. So that's where we are right now. But I do think Robert Kraft was smart to back Bill Belichick, because he's the one who's going to lead the Patriots to success over the next several years.
Ben Volen making an appearance on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. And you can hear all of our guests, regardless of show, on CBSSportsRadio.com, where they're podcasted. So Ben says Tom Brady was smart to see the writing on the wall, that Belichick was ready to move on. And you know what else? Now, this I 100% agree with. Bob Kraft was smart to back Bill Belichick because their journey is still tied together. Belichick is the guy who stayed. Brady is gone. As much as it might be painful for Bob Kraft to see Tom Brady and creamsicle, oh, I cannot wait. I'm telling you what, I cannot wait for that. But regardless of how painful this might be for the Patriots owner, Bill Belichick's the one that's going to lead them back to... Well, back. They haven't fallen out of anything, but Bill Belichick's the one who's going to keep them on the path to success. You got to keep your wagon hitched to that star. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Now, we haven't talked a whole lot about this lately because Dak Prescott is not a free agent. All right, so Dak is tagged, and the Dallas Cowboys know that he will be their quarterback moving forward in 2020. They do have a window now. From this point until July 15th, they have the ability to come to contract terms and to sign. Essentially, every team has the ability to sign their own franchise-tagged player. He's not signed yet, though, and he hasn't signed his franchise tender either, so they continue to negotiate. According to reports, they're coming back to the negotiating table, which is good news. Now, it's obviously not great news that they haven't agreed yet and found common ground, but it is good news that they're still talking. I mean, nothing can get done unless they're communicating. So they're back to the drawing board, so to speak. What the big report is, they're still differing over the years in the deal. And we've talked about this before on the show. The Cowboys want to lock Dak in for 5 years. Dak Prescott and his camp only want a deal for 4 years. They want the chance to go out and be a free agent again in 4 years. So they want a shorter deal, but they have renewed their contract talks. Here's John Breach of CBS Sports HQ.
There's no reason to be a penny pincher here. You don't need to nickel and dime your star quarterback. You're just going to create this animosity between the two sides. It could get toxic. So I am pro Dak here. Whatever Dak is asking for, give it to him. Stop with this nonsense.
So that's John Breach saying, Cowboys, wake up. You've got plenty of time. In fact, nothing but time on your hands right now. But it's not about the dollars and cents. If you believe the reports out there, and again, this is nothing new, they're still hung up on the number of years. It's not about the money. But if you're wondering about the money with the franchise tag, if Dak would play under the tag in 2020, he would make $26,824,000. That's actually lower than the going rate for a quarterback. So I think it behooves Dak, his camp, and the Cowboys all to get a deal done, regardless of who has to compromise with what. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. We know the draft right now is still set for April 23rd through the 25th. We don't know if the general managers will convince the NFL owners to move it, to postpone it. They say right now it's not fair. They're not able to properly evaluate their prospects. The one guy you don't really need to evaluate, well, that's Joe Burrow, Heisman Trophy winner, the guy who could likely go number one overall to the Cincinnati Bengals. One of his wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, still singing his praises as we get closer to the NFL draft.
Having a quarterback like that, and to know that going into the game, we're confident that he's going to make those right throws, and we're confident that, you know, he's going to set us up to win the game. So having Joe, it just was an easier job for us.
Justin Jefferson, the LSU wide receiver, praising Joe Burrow. And no matter who you ask, everyone has positive things to say about the mature, older guy that kind of went through the ringer in his college career before he found a home and the right offense there with LSU, now a national champ. And what a coronation it was. Do you miss football? I miss football. Justin, a guest on Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio. And so you can hear that full interview on CBSSportsRadio.com. I am so excited. Not because we went through QB news, though that always gives me a rise, but because I did get a tweet from a listener who says his mother-in-law can use the cat food because she's got a couple of cats and is also feeding some dogs. So I'm really excited to be able to share that. It's good because I don't want to throw it away. You know, I paid money for it and I want someone else to benefit for it. Meanwhile, I had to go and order another box of food for my very picky 18-year-old cat. But I figure if you're 18 as a cat and you're still on this planet, you deserve whatever food you like. Like my grandmother, who's about to be 98. If she wants to eat chocolate, let her eat chocolate. If she wants to eat a treat, if she wants to eat ice cream in the middle of the day, let her eat ice cream in the middle of the day because she's earned that opportunity. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. The show is flying by as usual. Thanks for joining us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.